Well, good evening, everybody. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Marina, and I'm married to David. So he's letting me do all the hard work tonight, so you're going to be putting up with me. So it's great to be here and renew fellowship with you again. I just want to keep aware of the time because I'm a preacher's daughter, and I could start preaching, and I don't want that to happen. So it's great to be here and to share with you a little of what the Lord is doing in the land of Myanmar. Before we came along, had you heard of Myanmar, or do you know what it used to be known as? Many had heard of it.
Burma,
that's right. So there's not very many people know that, so well done. So it's bordered to the west by India, and then to the east you have China and Laos and Thailand. And it's really the poorest of the Asian countries. It's in Southeast Asia. It's one of the poorest that there is. But in saying that, it's the most mineral rich. So regarding resources, gemstones and natural gas and things like this, it's one of the richest. But because for the past 50 years, it's been a totally closed country, just like North Korea, because it was ruled by the junta, which is the military, and they slaughtered many of their people. Millions of their people had to flee, and they're actually displaced still to this day, and they're living in the border areas, in jungle, on the borders between Thailand and China and places like that. So we'll be seeing more about that. Tonight I want to first of all basically play a little video which will introduce you to Myanmar and its people. And following on from that, then we'll go through a PowerPoint in more detail, in greater detail. So I must say that I stand before you tonight and I don't come with any great big ministry or any great big mission. It's simply just known as Senders Mission Myanmar because that's the word really that the Lord laid upon my heart. And our motto text is found in Romans 10, verses 14 and 15. And it's, how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Hence the name Senders Mission Myanmar. So like I say, time doesn't permit me tonight to go into the details of how the Lord opened up this door of service. It was actually through me at the beginning, but David, as my husband, fully supports and helps in everything that we do. But it was actually during a prolonged period of illness. I was your age once too. It might not look like it, but I was. And I had things I wanted to do in my life, and I had all planned out what I thought I was going to do. But you know, as is often the way things happen in life, God has other plans. And for a lot of my life, I've been very ill. But dating right back to about 2007 in particular, when I was very, very ill indeed. And that's really when the Lord called me and through his precious word. And I knew then that he had something in the future for me. I just didn't know what it was. And David, we were married at this time, and David knew that too. And he has fully just embraced this and come on board and stands alongside me. And we work together now in Myanmar, and he fully supports me in that. But it was during a time of illness, really, that the Lord really called me into this work. And I just want to say that, you know, it proves what it says in God's word in Romans 8:28, that all things work together for the good of those who love God. And he brings all the pieces of our life together. He's the great master weaver. When we were in India, we had the privilege of going to India, and we saw the weavers sitting, and they would be weaving these giant, great big carpets. And it was just fascinating the way that each thread that they took, you know, got the same detail. And that's the way it is with the Lord. He's the great master weaver. And sometimes when we're going through things in our lives, all we see are the threads. That's the circumstances of what we're going through. But the Lord sees the finished product. He knows what he's doing, and he's weaving everything perfectly into his design and pattern, the good, the bad, and everything in between. So without further ado, I would like to show you the wee movie. At the end of the service, I've also printed off a few wee praise and prayer reports that I did up at the end of the year, so that will go into a greater detail following on from this. So if you sit back and enjoy the wee movie, it'll introduce you to Myanmar, and then afterwards I'll go through the PowerPoint and in greater detail and talk about it then. Okay? So I'm sure you're asking, as I ask, because at the beginning the Lord just brought this work into my bedside when I couldn't move a muscle, when I couldn't go out of my own home, when I was confined to bed for a year and 3 months, confined to the house for 3 years. Yet the Lord brought this work right into my bedside in the way that he worked. And I remember at the start feeling so overwhelmed and saying, Lord, where do I start? Where do you start with all of this? And it's like the song said in the movie, what can we do? Where do we even start? But you know, there's only one place it can start, and that's with me and with you. And there's one thing that if you know and trust the Lord as your personal Saviour, and I pray and trust that you all do, but there's one thing that we all can do, and that's pray. Because it doesn't matter we're in Myanmar, or it doesn't matter we're here, we're praying to the same God. We're praying to our Heavenly Father. And he knows all of our needs. So I would ask you tonight that everything that you have seen and heard, that you'll take it upon your heart. And you'll pray for all of those young people, just like yourselves. And the second thing that we all can do is this. We all can serve. So often service to God is seen as something that your minister does, or something that a missionary does, or something that somebody else does as more experienced or knows a wee bit more than you. But you know, serving God is something we all can do. And serving God is best seen when we're serving others, because it's out of love. And when we're serving God by serving others, the love of the Lord Jesus that is in our hearts is then reflected through us for everybody else to see. And you might say, well, what does that entail? What does that mean? It could mean something as simple as ringing somebody up and saying, how are you? Seeing some of your chums at school, maybe a bit gloomy or maybe a bit down, and saying, look, is there something I can do? I just want you to know I'm here for you. It could be maybe the neighbourhood that you live in. Maybe there's some elderly people there. Knocking on their door and saying, can I cut your lawn for you? And not asking for money, or not doing it for money. Doing it simply out of love. It could be maybe in the workplace, buying somebody a coffee, seeing a poor family, and just putting a few extra groceries in your basket that week, and getting a little bag, leaving it at their doorstep, and not even saying who did it. That's serving God. That's how we reach the lost. It's saying, I love you because the Lord loves me. It's the love of Jesus that is in our hearts that is then reflected through us for them to see. And you know, the Apostle Peter, I think it's in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. He talks about, if you're a believer, each of us is given a spiritual gift. And he then goes on to say that that spiritual gift is given to serve others. It's the Lord that gives us the ability and the strength to be able to exercise that spiritual gift for the benefit of others. Listen, I stand here tonight. I have no qualifications to do what I'm doing. have no strength on my own. I'm still ill from time to time. But I have proved God's wonderful mercy, faithfulness. He never fails. And when he says, my grace is sufficient for you, I believe it. Because he makes me strong when I'm weak. And it's his strength that I stand in here tonight. And it's to be able to hide behind the cross. So maybe some of you are on Facebook. It's when maybe your other mates are boasting on Facebook. It's taking that humble place and saying, Lord, I dedicate my Facebook page to you. Give me the words to speak, to be an example to my friends. That's how we serve the Lord, in simple ways like that. Because ultimately, and this is the main reason why we do it, like the Apostle Peter says, it's all for the glory of our God. It's so that we can hide behind and stay behind the cross and say, Lord, it's for your glory, for what you have done for me on the cross of Calvary. How can we not serve him right where we are? Because it is all for the glory of his lovely name. And I'll leave you here with the evangelist singing for the glory of your name. I think I maybe have to.
Oh, you pierced away the valley as you were spiced for all.